USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remnants of what was Hurricane Michael have moved out over the Atlantic, but FEMA Chief Brock Long says,
bottom line, it was one of the most powerful storms that the country's seen since 1851.
The hurricane coming ashore on the Florida Panhandle just shy of a Category 5 strength on Wednesday, cutting a wide swath of devastation through Georgia, the Carolinas, and parts of southern Virginia as well. 11 people known dead from the storm.
We hope to have 100% of the initial search and rescue operation done in Florida today, as well as Georgia.
A judge in Turkey has set North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson free after he had been detained for 2 years in Turkey, accused he had committed crimes on behalf of terror groups there, charges Brunson denied. He's now free and is expected to board a plane to fly home today. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl is resigning amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals. The Vatican announcing this morning that Pope Francis has accepted Wuerl's resignation. He was facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over a 70-year period. Wuerl was the Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 to 2006. The nation's first lady says some people working at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue are people that she and her husband don't confide in.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are people working in the White House that she and the president cannot trust. These people holdovers from previous administrations, and some have been let go. Melania Trump making the comment during a sit-down interview with ABC's Good Morning America.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump will be in Ohio tonight at a campaign rally for U.S. Senate hopeful Jim Renacci. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Florida's Attorney General looking out for businesses trying to take advantage of people who've been hit the hardest by Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
As the cleanup continues, as Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc across the Florida Panhandle, some businesses have been accused of price gouging for essential items such as gasoline and water. Florida's Attorney General, Republican Pam Bondi, told Fox News she will not tolerate any of this.
Sadly, 99% of the people are good and out there and trying to help each other. But, yeah, of course you see the fuel stations trying to jack their prices up. Talked to one of the sheriffs yesterday, and he personally went out and started yelling at a fuel station, and they dropped their prices even lower after he did that. I can tell you, Chevron, this hurricane, they sent me what they sent every fuel station in Florida. They were great. They said, you may be a franchise, but we are watching what you are doing, and we will not tolerate price gouging.
A veteran soap opera actress has passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Actress Peggy McKay, who portrayed Carolyn Brady on Days of Our Lives for more than 30 years, has died.
I mean, wouldn't it be good for him to be with his mother and his siblings?
Will shouldn't be there either. You ought to go over there and get that boy back home where he belongs.
Reports are she passed away Sunday of natural causes. McKay won an Emmy for her performance on Days, but she had more than 100 other screen credits on her resume. Peggy McKay was 90 years old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.